I guess that one of the best things about Oregon is that, well, it's got a lot of good folks. We do get a bad apple now and again, though. Like, you take my niece, Rita McCann. Her husband, her second husband, the one she got rid of, he was a weirdo we didn't need. Guy from over Idaho way. Second husband told her that he might be passing through town next Wednesday. Would she like to get together, catch a movie, fool around? He didn't write that, but she read it. Rita couldn't help but think there might be trouble, something in the way he signed his name peculiar. Calls himself Nirvana now instead of Beauregard. That makes it awful hard, because you see, he never paid her alimony. He never even bothered to thank her for not calling the law. That wasn't all. He took the car, the dogs, and her brother's guitar, the one that was sent back from Rio back in 73. Oh. Rita read that Beauregard had found the answer somewhere in the teachings of a little round man who promised love and everlasting joy to those with offerings, of all their worldly things. So Rita tore the letter into tiny pieces just before there came a knock on the door. You guessed it, sporting robe and ponytail. He gave the sign for life, she threw the kitchen knife. Because you see, he gave away her alimony, and no one ever bothered to thank her for not calling the law. That wasn't all, he gave the dogs and her brother's guitar, the one that was sent back from Rio back in 73. Oh, oh, play it, pretty boy. You see, he gave away her alimony.